I want to talk a little bit more about where this might lead, but also ask you where you think things are right now in terms of advice, if any, that a medical oncologist should be providing to their patients about this. And I've heard two sides of this. One side is the Rohin Schabowski side, which is, well, the downside of advising them is they'll have less heart disease. But I've heard a fairly large number of people also say, I don't want to tell my patient about this and have them fail and recur and blame themselves. How do you come down right now in terms of patient education?
Yeah, I do actually, when I talk about this, favor more what Rohin has said. And I think about it several ways. I think that for colon cancer patients, we're starting to get some data that's certainly suggestive, particularly for exercise and to some degree for diet, but particularly for exercise, that that may affect patients' risk of cancer recurrence and mortality. But at the same time, when you also go through what you have to go through for colon cancer treatment, to then several years later to have a heart attack or a stroke, which also are impacted by physical activity, justifies giving advice to colon cancer survivors that exercise should be considered in their routine beyond cancer treatment. Obviously, there's a whole host of variety of patients who get colon cancers. Some cannot physically do certain activities with oxaliplatin in the adjuvant therapy setting. Some people have neuropathy that'll affect their ability to do certain physical activity. But I also think there's a host of physical activities that people can do. Not all of them are walking or running. If you're having, for example, neuropathy and having difficulty with walking or running, there's stationary bikes, there's swimming. I think that for a good portion of patients, they can do some level of physical activity, and both potentially for their colon cancer recurrence as well as for other health-related outcomes, cardiovascular and diabetes coming to mind, particularly exercise could be beneficial for them.
When do you think the best time is, or how do you approach your own patients in terms of when do you bring it up and when do you start telling them to take action?
For me, in the adjuvant setting, it's usually on the last day of adjuvant therapy when we talk about what's next, both in terms of what's surveillance, how often they're coming to clinic. And a lot of patients, and this is also going back to your first question about why did I get interested in the study, this is what a lot of patients ask. Now, what do I do? What else can I do to improve my outcome? So I think that's a good time to talk about it. I have also increasingly frequently since I've been doing this type of research, talked about in the first and second follow-up visits a little more actively and then inquire about it along the way. Have you been physically active and other lifestyle things?
In terms of future directions, unfortunately, so often now we're kind of hampered by the lack of resources. If somebody said to you, I really believe in this, I want to see something get done quick, blank check, you tell me, what do you want to do? What would you like to do?
I'd like to see an exercise intervention. I think that if you had a total blank check, that relatively may be easier because the hard part right now is an intervention that can be done in a large setting. If you had a totally blank check, you could potentially see even personal trainers or gyms for each of these people who are randomized to the exercise intervention. I would also say, in terms of dietary factors, that more resources to be able to look both within what we have now in terms of databases, and there are other databases to be able to look at. There are other large observational bases like the Nurses' Health Study where one can look at diet after colon cancer intervention to be able to best figure out what is the best dietary intervention to propose into a randomized setting. I am a big believer that a lot of these things still need to be studied in a randomized setting. Yes, there's good reason to tell people to exercise and eat healthy beyond their colon cancer recurrence, but I think really to convince most oncologists that this should be part of the prescription pad, more randomized data is probably going to be helpful.